This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump's lawyers are slamming the FBI search of the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Jennifer King.
The FBI investigation into top secret information found at Donald Trump's Florida estate is focusing on whether Trump's team criminally obstructed the probe. A new government document alleges that records were removed and concealed, and investigators were misled about what was there. Trump's lawyers claim the estate was searched during standard negotiations between Trump and National Archives officials.
Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of attacks this morning near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, just as a team of UN inspectors was heading to it, despite the fighting. The Biden administration hopes to make getting a COVID booster as routine as going in for the yearly flu shot. That's at the heart of the campaign to encourage Americans to get the newly authorized COVID shot. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf.
The updated boosters contain the same basic ingredients as the original COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, but are modified to target the circulating Omicron variant BA4 and BA5, as well as the strain that was included in the original vaccines.
Residents of Jackson, Mississippi have been waiting in lines for water to drink, bathe, cook, and flush toilets. Officials now say an emergency pump has been installed at a water treatment plant that's been having problems. Local law enforcement agencies across the country have been using a cell phone tracking tool that lets them follow people's movements months back in time. This is according to public records and internal emails obtained by the Associated Press. Police have used the Fog Reveal database to search hundreds of billions of records. Serena Williams beat Annette Contave in the U.S. Open second round. It could be Serena's last tournament. This is AP News. Is your vehicle being recalled?
A camera lens problem is causing Ford to recall thousands of vehicles in the U.S. The automaker says it's recalling more than 277,000 pickup trucks and cars because the rearview camera lens can get cloudy and reduce visibility for the driver. The recall covers certain F-250, 350, and 450 trucks and the Lincoln Continental from model years 2017 through 2020. The recalled vehicles have a 360-degree camera system. Ford says the anti-reflective lens on the cameras can degrade, causing a cloudy image. The company has received more than 8,800 warranty reports as a result of the problem. I'm Mike Hempen.
Snapchat's parent company, Snap, is letting 20% of its staff go. It's trying to reduce costs as ad sales decline. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.